Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo, a customer relationship management platform that can help engage with clients across email, SMS, WhatsApp, and more. For more information, visit brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Peter John Schuler. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il today granted a special pardon to two jailed California journalists, according to the official KCNA news agency. The announcement comes after former President Bill Clinton met with Kim in Pyongyang on behalf of the journalists. Laura Ling and Una Lee, both reporters for former Vice President Al Gore's San Francisco-based Current TV, had been sentenced to 12 years hard labor for entering North Korea illegally. Maya Blackman is interim executive director with the Asian American Journalists Association. She says the pardon is wonderful news, but she remains cautiously optimistic.
We won't be in full celebratory mode until we hear that they're on a plane heading back home to the United States.
The fate is still unclear for correspondent Shane Bauer, who was detained along with two other Americans over the weekend along the Iran-Iraq border. The 27-year-old Bauer is a freelance journalist and fluent Arabic speaker. He's contributed to numerous publications, including The Nation, The Los Angeles Times, and New America Media. That's where Andrew Lamb works. He's a writer and editor with New America Media, and he joins us in the studio. First of all, what do you make of this surprise pardon?
I think it's kind of expected the moment I heard that Bill Clinton was on his way. In some way, I think North Korea was waiting for respect. These two journalists had always been political pawns more than anything else. They weren't really being sent to hard labor. They were actually being put in a hostel waiting for some kind of diplomatic tie to happen.
You mentioned political pawns, and I was wondering, what's the impact when journalists become part of the story, when they become pawns in a larger political struggle?
I think that's increasingly going to be a risk in the new age of American media, simply because more and more young people are taking far more unexpected risks to do stories.
With news organizations shrinking, does this put more pressure on freelance journalists when it comes to covering these kinds of dangerous situations?
I wouldn't say more pressure. I think in some way these young folks who want to make a name for themselves, these adventurers, if you will, actually finding that this is their era, because you can be a free agent and get to do the stories you want very quickly rather than going through the ladder in the institution before you get sent out. Now, I believe there's a danger with that is that if you were working for a bureau like AP or LA Times, you are protected on so many levels. You have your guards, you have your translator, and you have your insurance. All of that is covered, whereas you're someone who is a free agent, you're putting yourself in danger in such a way that someone working for AP wouldn't.
What impact does that have on journalism itself and the public's access to news and information?
I think in some way we need these young folks out there because we are at an age where there are no foreign bureaus left, and these young folks are filling a niche. The problem with that is they are not being trained the way professional journalists are being trained. One of the journalists I know, I won't mention name, borrowed a bulletproof jacket in order to go to the war zone, whereas my friend from AP would get 3 months training before they even parachute down to somewhere as scary as Iraq.
Do the new information and communication technologies put journalists at more risk, or does it help make their situations more public?
I think it does both. I won't comment much on Shane Bauer except for what we already know, which that, you know, the moment his name was released, everyone goes to his webpage. And he has a wonderful webpage in which he has all these articles and his photographs and so on. But I think by the same token, these institutions need to take responsibilities because a lot of news organizations I know love it when young people say, I'm going to go there and I'm going to send you a story. But I don't know if they say, well, I think you should think twice about going because it's very dangerous. I think you should know why you're going and you know the territory before you get there. I think there is some responsibility that news media institutions need to have as a consensus among ourselves before we say and encourage these people to go.
Andrew Lamb is editor and writer with New American Media. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Peter John Schuler, KQED Public Radio.